Hello. Today we begin a look at the book of Ephesians. That's Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. The apostle Paul wrote this letter probably from prison in Rome about 64 AD, or about 30 years approximately after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Paul introduces his letter by saying, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. We need to ask ourselves this question. If you put your name in there, who are you to Jesus, and what is God's will for your life and for my life? How would we fill this out? Paul was an apostle because Jesus had made him an apostle. Jesus appeared to Paul, who was then called Saul, on the road to Damascus, and let Paul know that no matter how much intimidation and ill treatment he had exhibited towards the church, he was going to bring the word of God to the Gentiles. And he certainly suffered a lot, but he was faithful through all of that. He's writing to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. The saints are not something that is determined by a particular denomination or system of belief. Saints are all of those who have been born again in Christ Jesus, who have put their faith in Jesus as their Savior. To say the name Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ is to recognize that Jesus is the name and Christ is his office. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by accident that grace precedes peace. Peace comes about because of the grace of God poured out in our lives. For by grace we are saved through faith, and this not of ourselves. It also is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may boast. And it comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the only source for true grace and peace. We will continue next time and pick up with verse 3 of chapter 1 of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God bless you.